Hello, I'm Dana Tinas. People, mostly from out of town, are making plans for our community. I'm talking about Southeast Conference. Their plans include high-power transmission lines and towers above ground, across from Petersburg on the Kuprinov side for all to see. Unbelievably, these plans are coming to a head, and the public comment period for letting your point of view be known regarding this issue will close on Monday, June 7th, only a few days away. The particular plan I'm concerned about is the one known as Option 2 of the northern route of the Cake-Petersburg Intertie Project. While I sympathize with the people of Cake and their desire to get off of diesel power, it does not have to happen this way. This way would spoil the beauty of our community forever. On the map provided in the public scoping notice, it looks like the power line crosses the Narrows just north of Lurs Place, which is at the southern end of where the bike path follows the water, and pops up on the Kuprinov side north of Eli and Tara Lucas's property. It follows the water all the way to Petersburg Creek, crosses the creek, then follows the water again to behind Sprague's, then north around the corner. This route matches the description Southeast Conference gives in their statement of intent to the Forest Service. Under this option, the power line would proceed, quote, along Mitkoff Highway to near the narrowest point of the Wrangell Narrows. At that point, the line would turn west and cross Wrangell Narrows via a horizontal directional bore or buried cable. West of the Narrows, the line would return to overhead construction, turn and go north, cross Petersburg Creek, either via directional bore or overhead construction. The route would then continue overhead approximately 2.5 miles northeast to the proposed DOTPF road corridor, unquote. The city of Kuprinov is only a slender ribbon along Wrangell Narrows, with Forest Service land right behind. That's where the power poles would go. And the right-of-way required by the plan is very wide, a minimum of 50 feet on either side of the line, but up to 300 feet total, if tall trees required a larger swath. It seems crazy that anyone would consider degrading the natural beauty of our community with such an eyesore, but I don't believe they are really thinking about us at all, only about their project. For example, at a recent meeting of Southeast Conference in Petersburg, Judy Reinartz, a Kuprinov city councilor, was startled to hear a person in attendance remark that the towers straddling Petersburg Creek would have to be very large in order to accommodate sailboats with 45-foot masts. I think this remark illustrates Southeast Conference's ignorance of the cities and lifestyles of Petersburg and Kuprinov. And on their planning map, it appears there are no actual people living anywhere on the Kuprinov side. There is just, quote, semi-remote recreation, unquote. On Monday, the Forest Service public comment period will close. It seems that this option, too, is currently the preferred plan at Southeast Conference. If you feel strongly about Petersburg Creek and its surroundings, please go to the downtown Forest Service building, the old post office, and pick up a comment form and turn it in before 5 o'clock on Monday the 7th. Thank you. This is Dana Tinas.